Hello, Reed. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Dr. Wright, for having me on here. Yeah, I have a couple of questions here, that a combination of things that are bothering me. I have swelling from the waist down that occurred about 2 months ago, and I can't figure out what caused it. And about that time, I also contracted shingles, and I've had trouble with the shingles. And in looking over what you said in December about the combination of aloe vera, vitamin A, zinc oxide, lithium cream, so I haven't been able to get those combinations from the pharmacist. So where can I get all the combinations of that combination for
shingles? Yes, sir. Well, actually, one has to put the combination together themselves. Just find a small container and put equal amounts of everything in there and stir it all up with, who knows, a fork or a spoon or a stick or whatever you want, a clean stick, of course, and then rub it in, because nobody makes that combination. It was put together by, actually, this is, my goodness, about 30 years ago, by an internal medicine doctor who was just gliding his way into natural medicine. And he glided all the way from Seattle to Toronto, by the way. But before he left, he told us all about what he had put together, which is just what you told me, and how it helped to lessen the symptoms of shingles if it was rubbed on. So I just pass it along. People can mix their own, and it does lessen those symptoms. There's other things one can do, too, but that's a good one.
Okay, well, what would cause weight gain from the waist down? I have swelling overall in the upper and lower legs and the feet.
Yes, sir. Upper and lower legs, and does it go up into the abdomen? You said the waist.
Just it stops at the waist, basically, yeah.
Okay. You know, the only other person I've ever seen that in is in a, I'm not kidding you now, a small child who is diagnosed as having an impediment in lymph flow. That's the liquid that surrounds every cell but is not in the bloodstream. It's a clear liquid that goes into a blister, for example. Anyway, that lymph flow has to come back into the whole system, and how it does that are through what are called lymphatic channels, and those are all of our bodies, and the lymph is carried from the lower extremities to a larger lymphatic duct in the abdomen, and that goes up to the heart. And I will get to you in a moment, sir, but I want to tell you what happened to this poor kid. And he was just like you're telling me, this poor little guy, I think he's 2 years old, scooting around, but he was much, it wasn't really fat, it was all this lymph fluid, but he looked fatter from the waist down, all the way down, and he was told that all that could be done was maybe some surgery to open up that lymph duct, and why it was stuck and wasn't working, they didn't know. I didn't either, but I did know one thing. And that is that iodide, potassium iodide, helps to thin the lymph out and helps it to flow better. So I know he is only 2 years old, and so we only had mom give him a couple of drops of iodide a day. He's a little kid, and she put him into water and got him down him. And you know, it reduced the problem by about half. It did not take it away completely. I wish I could tell you it did that. But it reduced the problem by at least half, so he wasn't quite as obvious as being twice as fat from the waist down or twice as lymph burden from the waist down. Now, at that time, I did not realize, and this is 30 years ago, that there were actually what are called lymphatic drainage specialists available. And now I know that. I knew that a few years after. So one just puts into one search engine on the good old computer, Lymphatic Drainage Specialist Seattle, and you go check with them and see, hey, have I got a lymphatic drainage problem? Because it sure sounds like you do, sir. One doesn't put on fat that way.
Okay, I can pursue that. Now, why would it necessarily occur about the same time that I got the shingles?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't really answer that other than to speculate. And the speculation is that the shingles is a virus. And it hides out in our tummies ever since we were little teeny kids and had, as you know, the shingles virus gives chickenpox. Okay. Well, that virus can spread any place in the body. So here's the sheer speculation. Aha! It spread to that lymphatic duct, the big one that drains the legs, and caused some inflammation there so the lymph can't get through. Okay, now can you safely use potassium iodide? You're not 2 years old anymore. Yeah, you can. I work with a lot of people who have what's called chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. And one of the very, very few things I learned about natural medicine while I was at the University of Michigan was from a lung specialist who found that if he had his adult COPD patients take 6 drops of potassium iodide in water every day, that they had significantly, in fact, very significantly fewer readmissions to the hospital with one or another type of lung infection than did the patients of the other doctors who didn't want to use that. Who knows why they didn't? And that's because another thing that potassium iodide does is it concentrates in all the secretions of the body, including the secretions from the lungs and the sinuses and so forth. And so when a germ would come by, if those people were using their 6 drops of potassium iodide in water every day, what do you know? That germ wasn't as likely to cause them a problem because the potassium iodide would kill it. And the potassium iodide also, as I just mentioned to you, sir, thins out the lymph so it can flow better. So you might get a twofer from that one. You might kill off a few viruses, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, okay, that makes sense. But the swelling and so forth, is there any way that they could take a blood sample and from that determine what the virus was that was infecting my legs and lower abdomen?
I don't know, sir. I don't think so, but I don't know. I'm not a specialist in that. There's another thing, though, that I have to mention just to be complete here, and that is this may not be a blocked lymphatic channel. There are a couple, three other reasons for swelling. Now, it's hardly ever this uniform. That's why I don't think it's these problems. But if a person has a liver problem, if a person is starting to get congestive heart failure, or if a person has their kidneys starting to fail on them, that can lead to swelling also. But it doesn't usually start at the waist and go all the way down. It's usually just in the legs and ankles. So I'd get after this, though, sir. It's only a small chance of those things, but just my recommendation is not gospel for in any textbook either. I would try those things I just mentioned to you, the iodide. I would also go see a lymphatic drainage specialist and see if you can get it taken care of that way. And if not, I think you might want to be seeing your regular doc about whether you have any of those other problems.
Well, I called your clinic, Tahoma Clinic, this past week, and I was told I could get an appointment with Dr. Lamson. Are you familiar with that?
I sure am, sir. Well, Dr. Lamson was a professor over at Bastyr University for years. Then he decided he didn't want to teach classes anymore. He wanted to just do medical practice. He's real good at what he does, sir.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of seeing him this coming week. They said they could take me this coming week and phone him back. So if I can phone him Monday and find out, and then he could examine me for the swelling.
Yes, he could examine you for the swelling, and he could also help you to find out, and it's just a small chance, sir, it really is, but he could help you find out if you have any of those other problems I mentioned.
Yeah, and would he be able to put together the formula for shingles?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's a standard formula that's the one insofar as putting it together in a little jar, no, he doesn't do that, but we do have a standard intravenous treatment that they do over at the IV room. So he'd be able to tell you about that, too, and you could decide whether you want to use that also.
Yeah. What's it called? Is that formula you got a name for?
Nope, it's just our shingles virus treatment.
Okay. All right. I'll try to do that then this coming week.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm sorry to hear this has happened, but I'm glad you're going in to see Dr. Lamson. That man knows his stuff.
Well, good. And I'll sure take his advice.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Doctor. I really appreciate your program and your ministry.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. And let's go on to our break.